a pretty slow tub. Maybe he just isn't pushing it too hard since they just replaced a piston. Maybe he's just breaking it in to get some speed up later, but right now it isn't very fast. He can take the curves at top speed, but that isn't really much. And coming up the straightaway, he's not accelerating nearly as much as the other cubs have. Okay, Station 5, take it now.
Station 5 here. I don't see it yet, but I can hear it coming up the road. There's a truck right in front. I'm telling everybody to get out of the road. Yes, he isn't going very fast. That's Tex Netcher at the wheel. And, yes, he made it fine through the curve, but he still hadn't got his gear down right. He's out of gear right now. Oh, he's got it back now. He's having trouble with his transmission, seems like. Yes, it isn't running just right. He's going downhill now, and it's skipping pretty bad. Oh, he's got it now. It's wound out. He's going into the dead man's curve. No trouble at all through that. He's taking it as fast as anybody. And, yes, he's picking up speed now. He's going on up into the hairpins, not the hairpins, but the S-curves. Going through the first hairpin. I keep saying hairpin, it's the S-curve. And he's going up to the pit area, back to number one.
This is Station 1 here. We have the Delta Tall 5 tub in sight. It is Tex Netcher driving. He's pulling into the pits. It seems as though he's just been taking some warm-up laps and been taking it kind of easy on it, it seems. They're getting the jacks out to jack up the rear end of the tub to make some adjustments, it seems. We have also the independent tub over here to our left. They're making some last-minute calculations over there and adjustments. And then further down, we have the ASTME tub. They have not even cranked their tub up in the last several minutes. Seems they have no worries whatsoever. And then further down, we have the Alpha Beta tub. They, too, seem pretty confident that they have everything under control. This is all we have from the pits.
Down here at station number 2 by the gymnasium, this is Brian the Bloke Black again. We've just seen the police cars go by and they're yelling very wildly at everybody that there's a tub on the track, so we can expect some more action any minute now with the independent tub. I mean the Delta Tor Phi tub, if I can just get that right. Yeah. Okay, well, let's go back to regular programming, so-called, with Oscar Lewis.
Yes, I'd like to make one announcement here now. For those of you who are listening, we'd like to tell you where each station is. Station number 1 is the pit area, and it is on the other side of Building 3. It's on the west side of the campus. Station number 2 is where Brian Black is, and it's down approximately at the big parking lot. I'm sure he's walking around down there. It's the big parking lot next to the gym. That is on the west side of the gym down there. And number 3 is on the next curve around from the gymnasium. On the straightaway going up by the campus, by the dormitories there, and we have Geach and Andy Moon down there. Boy, I'm getting all kinds of feedback and stuff here. And anyway, next one is number 4. That's Johnny Arnold. He's up at the big parking lot at the lower hairpin curve there in the big parking lot. And number 5 is Crazy Jimmy Price at the upper hairpin curve. He's covering everything on the north end there from his view. So that's where the stations are, and right now we're taking you back to the regular programming. You came into-